and an 8 mobile.
Morning, KB4CBA. Name here is David.
CBA, 2-4 and an 8. My name is Fred. How you doing today, David?
If it's any better, it'd be illegal and we'd all be in jail.
I hear you there. I'm actually mobile out in Anderson today. Fortunately, I tested positive COVID-19. I gotta go get another test done so they can send off to a lab. But beyond that, though, I'm happy to be playing radio.
Fred, I did not get any of that. try your last one more time.
It's all good. I said I'm currently mobile out to Anderson. I tested positive for COVID-19, unfortunately. But I'm just going to get a lab test done right now, so hopefully I'm hoping it doesn't come back positive, but if it does, I guess it means more days off for me.
So you're down in Anderson, and how long you been in ham radio?
Back in February, and I got my call sign in March. I'm already looking to get my general license in the near future.
When you get your general, you can get on HF, and I tell you, it's a lot of fun.
Sideband as well. Can't seem to hear much on the sideband, but I can hear all the data modes. I don't know how it will all make that for me. I guess it works simulator digital at least. But no, I got an Elmer that's showing me the ropes with HF. Kind of one that actually got me interested in ham radio to begin with.
What kind of rig do you have?
Right now is a FT-300D by Yaesu. I have a Yaesu FT-991A at home for HF and VHF operations. I've also got a FT-70D, also made by Yaesu for my digital modes. I occasionally mess around with fusion with a little hotspot.
And you're into more ham radio than I am. I never got into the FT8. I've got a 7300, and it's, I've got the cable, and I got the software, I'm really not interested in, making contacts, like, with FT8. I just enjoy talking to people.
Honestly, I only use FT8 whenever I really can't get out or can't hear nothing on sideband. I think I'm getting out, but I can't hear nothing. I can't hear nobody come back to me, so I've been using FT8 for that. But beyond that, though, I like messing with sideband and everything else like that. It's just, especially on VHF. But Fusion and Wires X, I've been playing with that here recently, and man, let me tell you, it's night day difference between digital and FM.
Yep. Well, what was I going to tell you? I go down or up on 10 meters every now and then just to see if I can spot somebody, and I usually see a lot of FT8 going on 10 meters, and with my waterfall on my 7300, I just love that thing. But the FT8 just looks like a real skinny vertical line on the scope, and so you know what it is when you see it. And but I have made some contacts on 10 meters. I've got a, I'm using a Carolina Wyndham antenna. What kind of antenna do you have for HF?
Station ID. I'm using a homemade 10-meter dipole for 10-meter, but I've got a gap antenna that's supposed to be tuned for 10, 20, 40, 60, and I think this one I have is also tuned for 80, but I ain't really had the time or the chance to set it up yet, but I'm hoping I'll have the time now that I'll be stuck at home and have nothing else to do.
How long are you going to be stuck at home? You were a little scratchy when we were talking about that.
I apparently hit a bit of a pinhole there. I dropped the repeater for a second. Can you please repeat?
Yeah, I was just saying, how long are you going to be stuck at home? I said when we were talking about that, you were a little scratchy.
You're asking about how long I've been messing with HF. I've been messing with it for a while. My Elmer's actually going to be half the road. Him and I made a fan dipole for his HF rig. We've got all sorts of wires up in the air and in the woods and right behind his house. He's got all sorts of stuff in it. He's the one that got me interested in it. He's been amps radio for years now, but hoping to be right where he is in general eventually.
Yeah, this what this Wyndham is, it's just a real thin wire. It's 135 feet long, and it's an offset feed, and I have it up in the trees in the backyard, so you can't even see it. So I'm in a HOA. They don't even know it's there.
That's absolutely hilarious. I've heard a lot of stories about HOAs and antennas. I find it funny whenever people say they got a stealth antenna that the HOA doesn't even know about.
There's ways of getting around, the HOA, and I've got a little J-pole strapped to one of my vents, all the vents to the to the bathrooms are on the back of the house, and they're PCV pipe, and they're real thick. So I strapped this J pole. I got me a couple of big C clamps, and strapped the J pole to the one of the vents, and it's working real good. I'm hitting the local repeaters. That's all I really wanted it for.
Cool there. I would have never thought of doing that with an HOA, but luckily I don't live anywhere with an HOA. I just got to worry about my city, but I'm not really worried about it. They seem pretty relaxed whenever I was asking about certain questions involving antennas and all that.
Yeah, two houses ago, I lived in on Hunts Bridge Road, which is over in Berea, and I had a 56-foot tower, and man, I had it made, I tell you. But that neighborhood started going down, and I tell you, we got out of there just in the nick of time, because the housing, this has been back several years ago now. The houses started dropping in value, so we moved up to a subdivision in Travers Rest. We lived there, I think, about 12 years. And then I didn't have any trees to put my, I didn't have my antenna then, but if I had it, I didn't have any trees to put it in. And so, but now I have four large trees in a row across the backyard, and right at the near my
impressed with that. I actually got a 2 meter vertical, or two, yeah, 2 meter vertical I got on my actual house right now. The gap antenna I'm going to put right beside, on the side of my house, so I can get on eight, all the bands on HF rather than use this 10 meter dipole for 10 meter. But, I'm from all my stuff, pretty much visible, but that's pretty cool though, honestly.
Alright, well, I gotta run. I'm here at the sports club. I'm playing tennis and I've got a match in 15 minutes, so I guess I better. I gotta change shoes and check in at the club, and by the time I do all that and walk out onto the court, I'll, you know, it'll be almost 9 o'clock. So I would say adios, 73s, and I'll make this my last. I'll stick around for your final, but it's good to talk to you this morning, and you have a good day. KB4CBA.
Hey, this has been KO4NH, 73 David. Good luck with your match. Also, have a good day. I'm going to talk to you whenever I get done with NX, 73, KO4NH. I'll be clear as well.